Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Would you have a few minutes to participate in this survey, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on 2024 election for president, Congress? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50,
yes,
or will not vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
73.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
All right. All right, ma'am, and would you say that you that the upcoming 2024 presidential congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Let me see some more. All right. I mean, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat,
okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Approve.
Okay. All right, man, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right, and in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the country are getting better, about staying about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
Okay, same. And thinking about the issues, you know, facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on, okay? You can select up to two, okay? Reducing crime, combating division and racism, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reform to help, you know, keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or creating more jobs and raising wages. You can select up to two of those to be the most important to you, okay?
You named so many. I mean, am I supposed to put them in priority or what?
No, just two. I'm going to read them again and you can tell me which one.
No. You ain't got to read them again. How many should I choose? One or two?
Two.
You named a lot.
You can select up to two. Yes, ma'am. To be the most important to you.
Gun control. Get the guns out of people's hands. Crime is just ridiculous. And what's the next one could I choose? The economy.
Economy and
that includes rent, but utilities.
Fighting inflation, right, and lowering the cost of goods.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to raise your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from zero.
You said a few minutes. How much longer you gotta go?
Well, ma'am, this survey takes about like 8 to 10 minutes, but it's really, you know, it's real fast, you know, about the politics, yeah, about the elections.
Well, how many more questions do you have?
Maybe about like 20 more questions, but we're going fast, okay?
I thought it was only 20 from the beginning.
But it's going fast, man. It's really important, okay, about the election this year.
I know that, but you weren't honest at first. You got 20 more questions?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm going to ask them real quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending how you feel, if you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, let me know. Okay, now I'll move to the next question. The first one will be Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100. How you feel?
About what?
About Democrats in Congress. Do you
I just skip to something else. I'm not answering that.
Okay. What about Jill Stein?
What about what?
Jill Stein is one of the you know people running for president.
I already told you how I'm voting, so I don't understand the question.
No, the question is, this is about how you feel about them, you know, from 0 to 100. 100 means that you're very...
I'm not going to answer all that. That's just too much. I'm not answering all that.
Okay, no, never... Or you don't have an opinion about them, or...
I'm a Democrat, so they should answer all of those questions. You got anything to ask me about Democrats?
Okay, what about Kamala Harris? What do you think about her?
Isn't she on the Democrat ticket?
Yes, ma'am. Do you feel...
I just told you. You already asked me, was I?
Okay, ma'am, well, no problem, okay? Maybe we can talk another time, okay? It seems like you'd want to help me with this. Okay, thank you. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Trap somebody to answer.